you know, if you'd have asked me 20 years ago that whether this was what the state of the world we were going to be in, where the government can lie to you, try to kill you, and then try and like essentially force you out of where you live and herd you into like smart cities, you'd have thought they were crazy. But here we are.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so much for tuning in. That was my longtime contributor at SGT Report, Matt. And in this one, we cover all of the real news that's fit to omit by the Mockingbird whore mainstream media. This today, guys, as Russia is facing a Operation Gladio style terror attack, it just never ends. Zionism kills. Before we start this one, friends, just a quick word about our sponsor. If you keep your money in a bank, listen up. Your savings are at risk. A good portion of the banking system is under extreme stress, and some have actually collapsed. The dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning to an all-time high. Commercial real estate is collapsing. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Now, there are no guarantees of any kind, and investing in anything is always a risk, but gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies like trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. In fact, this government is adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com to claim your gold coin or call them at 877-646-5347. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report. Guys, it's been far too long since I've had my friend and contributor at SGT Report, Matt, on the show to do a news roundup, and today we're going to do exactly that. Lots and lots of real news to share, the real news that is fit to omit by the Mockingbird mainstream horror media, the mercenaries that you see over there on MSNBC, CNN, and of course, even Fox News at this point. Matt is back. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing very well, Sean. I'm now back in Thailand and a lot warmer.
Yeah, good to see you, and I'm sorry about the loss of your father. I lost my father about a year ago, and of course we lost that very close family friend at age 64 on the evening of November 13th. It's because he took that bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, friends. Not only the first one, we found out later after his death he had taken three boosters as well. So the hits just keep coming, and Albert Bourla is a serial murderer. I truly believe that in my heart and soul. The man should be brought to justice for crimes against humanity, as should the FDA and the CDC. Guys, we have our hands full in this country, as you well know. Drone video reveals massive New York City migrant tent city, of course, kept under wraps by the demon rats and the mainstream horror media. I want to show you guys drone footage of this as we talk about the absolute invasion and the deterioration of our nation at the hands of the demon rats and the rhinos alike. But it only gets better from there. Check this out. Elizabeth Warren, that international banking whore, that's what she is. She reports directly to the international criminal banks. Well, she urges the SEC to investigate Tesla's board, citing potential conflicts between Musk-led companies. Now, let me tell you, this is just more lawfare. They hate Elon Musk, just like they hate Donald Trump, and they're targeting Elon Musk because he has unleashed something on Twitter, which is akin to free speech. It's not exactly free speech because I don't have free reach, but it's a whole lot better than the regime that was in charge of Twitter prior to Elon buying the company. And now Elizabeth Warren, that witch, that whore of the Babylon banking system, wants to target Elon Musk. It's just more lawfare. Matt, what do you make of it? I think this is a lot like the example they tried to make out of Alex Jones and the example they're trying to make out of Donald J. Trump as they prepare to seize his assets in New York State. Your thoughts?
Yeah, this is just straight out of the Bolshevik playbook, isn't it? Anybody who stands up to them suddenly finds the entire weight of government just coming down on them. Anything from like like Trump's seizing their season, see, was it 372 million or something? And just outright seizing his assets to just investigating companies, fines. This will just continue on and on and on until they're stopped.
Yeah, they're never going to stop because they are Bolsheviks. You know, I just tweeted that last night. I loathe Bolsheviks. And people like Elizabeth Warren and people like Nancy Pelosi and people like all the rhinos, pick your poison, Dan Crenshaw, they're Bolsheviks. They do not stand with we the people. In fact, I believe they really do stand against our Constitution and Bill of Rights. They certainly stand against rule of law. But now we're going to bridge into startling news regarding the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. Scientists discover alien DNA hidden in the blood of vaccinated people. This comes from the People's Voice. I'm going to play a clip from the People's Voice in just 1 second, but the idea here is that La Quinta Columna, that excellent group of researchers from Spain, have put this thing, again, under a high-powered microscope, and what they found is extremely startling. We'll play the clip, and then we'll come back to discuss this with Matt.
But the results from their latest experiment are potentially the most disturbing finding yet. After placing 2 drops of the Pfizer COVID vaccine in a reptile incubator under UV light at 37 degrees Celsius or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit for 48 hours, something very strange began taking place. As Delgado explains, formations appeared apparently as if something hatched. Analyzing the results under a microscope at a scale of 30 microns, researchers could see heads and legs emerging from what appeared to be hatching eggs.
You know, I'll pause it there. I'll sound it under. And Matt, I just want you to just give people the highlights of this because, you know, it really should come as no surprise. We've never known what is exactly in these vaccines anyway, because the insert list has been intentionally left blank, as I just discussed with Dr. Robert Young, and as I've discussed with Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's shocking. Who knows what's in this stuff? According to La Quinta Columna, well, alien DNA, Matt. Is that a bridge too far, or what do you think?
I think by alien, I think they just mean foreign. I don't think they mean like extraterrestrial. But yeah, this is just yet another kind of very, very disturbing. And it's still ongoing. It's still, but they're still investigating. But this is yet another disturbing just piece of information that what they're actually putting in these vaccines. And we kind of now know why the instruction list was just blank, because the graphene nanotechnology, and now potentially they're looking at DNA, which now Fox News is actually reporting on unbelievably. So this is going to be a developing story, I think. Yeah, God knows what type of reptile they put in. I know for a lot of stuff it's actually frog or amphibian DNA when the scientists are doing this, so it could be that. But yeah, the idea that they think something's hatched. When it's put in an incubator, something designed to actually incubate a cell. It seems to think that that's a life form growing is extremely worrying.
The fact that just the body temperature, 98 degrees, 98.5 degrees, is all it takes for this thing to begin to hatch is, well, you know what? It's as I discussed with Dr. Peter McCullough. He didn't want to call it a bioweapon. I did repeatedly. It is a biological weapon, Matt. You know it and I know it. And the fact that, and I got to tell you, and it's killing people all over the world, and they will not pull this damn thing.
Yeah, it's killing people in numerous ways, isn't it? It's not only just like functionally dangerous, but there's like SV40 in there that's cancer causing. We know that there's huge numbers of myocarditis deaths that are just skyrocketing. Everything's going up. Excess mortality, as sort of evidenced by Ed Dowd's work, is just like coming off the charts. So these vaccines are definitely a bioweapon. You can't, I mean, Karen Kingston is another one who literally calls it that, I think, as does the Florida Surgeon General. But yeah, this is getting more and more disturbing as time goes on. But it's definitely a bioweapon. I mean, I think Peter McCullough was a bit tentative because he's like kind of in a bit of trouble with the medical boards, and I think he wants to say it but can't. But yeah, I think everybody who's got a free mind and isn't under any pressure is definitely going to start calling this thing a bioweapon, or should be doing.
Yeah, and McCullough said repeatedly in that broadcast with me that it's not fit for human use and it should be pulled from the market immediately. That's all that really needs to be said. The fact that it is a biological weapon, Well, that's sort of the liner notes. The fact is, it's toxic, it's poison, it should be pulled, but we live in an upside down world where officialdom, everything we're told is a lie. Everything we're told is a lie, including the moon landings in 1969, 70, 71, friends. I assure you, all they do is lie to us. And Ed Dowd has released a new damning report, stunning cancer rise amongst 15 to 44-year-olds. Guys, Big Pharma is swallowing up cancer companies. Pfizer just spent tens of billions of dollars to buy a cancer company. This is the new model. They create the disease. They profit from treating the disease. It's actually not a new model at all, is it, Matt? It's an old model. It's rinse and repeat with Big Pharma, Pharmakia.
Yeah, it's like you caused the very problem that you're now going to solve with buying up other companies to do so. So, yeah, this bioweapon's got like SV40 in it. We know cancer's spreading like wildfire. 15-year-olds just don't get cancer. Like, I mean, I'd never heard of that as I was growing up. I never knew anybody. Cancer was a kind of an old age disease because it's just the way it is. So 15-year-olds spiking in cancer deaths is a sure sign that something triggered this. And we all know what it is. And I think now this is kind of proof that the Big Pharma actually does know it as well. Then they're completely lying to you, obviously. But what they actually do is they're actually seeking to like capitalize on it. And Ed Dowd is reporting that J&J and like Pfizer, as is William Mackis, they're reporting that the Big Pharma companies are actually just like in a bidding frenzy to buy up the cancer companies so that they can profit from trying to kill you and trying to cure you in that sort of sense. But yeah, these are statistics way off the charts. So yeah, this is abominable by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, it's just so incredibly evil. And, you know, the borders are wide open. We're being flooded with military-aged young men. We're being flooded with fentanyl. We're being flooded with all sorts of disease, measles. Now there's a measles outbreak in this nation. Ooh, wonder why. Can't imagine why. Open borders. All right, so here's the thing. If the fentanyl doesn't kill your teenager, then the Pfizer vaccine, the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, is sure to do so if you're stupid enough to go make your teenagers get this thing. It's absolutely horrifying. Meanwhile, Texas wildfires and directed energy weapons. Let me just play a snippet of this from Greg Reese. He does such excellent work. I have this queued up, and then we'll come back to you, Matt. Listen to this, folks.
Some are saying that directed energy weapons are being deployed to spark the largest fire in Texas history. And we know that these weapons exist.
This newly released footage shows the Dragonfire laser directed energy weapon system in action, and it could be in the hands of military personnel in 5 years' time. It destroys targets with an intense beam of light and has pinpoint accuracy. It's able to hit something the size of a £1 coin from a kilometer away.
Fires we have seen in recent years, including the fires in Texas, are very different from what we have seen in the past. They often selectively spare the trees while burning the infrastructure into a powdery ash footprint.
I have witnessed and observed some extraordinary damage in our state. It could be caused by hurricanes or tornadoes. And frequently when you see the aftermath of that damage, there's some semblance of a structure that is still there. When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone, completely gone.
I'm going to pause it there. I think we should pick this up and play more of it. I want to go back to this outline Matt put together, and we'll go back to Matt. Matt, your comments, because I got to ask, man, who's doing this? I mean, really, think about it. Even in a compartmentalized military, at the highest levels, if you're involved in this, you have to understand that you're doing this to your own people. If you're firing these lasers or these directed energy weapons and causing these fires, I don't care who you are, you'd have to be pretty stupid to not understand you're waging war against your own nation. Isn't this just nuts, Matt? It's really hard. It's confounding, isn't it? Same thing we saw in Maui, by the way.
Yeah, this is a sort of one of those unbelievable things where, I mean, this has got to be the American or essentially the military industrial complex, like the UN and the CIA. I can't imagine any other group doing it. It's not going to be Russia or anything like that. This is entirely like Western led, I think. And the idea that they're targeting American cities, European or Latin American cities and places as well. That, yeah, these people absolutely know what they're doing. It's like you can't fire a weapon at mobile homes in like Paradise, California, and not know that that's an attack on your own people. This is getting nuts. If you'd have asked me 20 years ago whether the state of the world we were going to be in, where the government can lie to you, try to kill you, and then try and essentially force you out of where you live and herd you into like smart cities, you'd have thought they were crazy. But here we are. It's getting more and more blatantly obvious as time goes by. And further in the report, there's some interesting information, but with an interview with Peggy Hall that sort of corroborates this. But the Greg Reese's report alluded to two statements by Joe Biden, where he's talking to senators and he sort of says, oh, did you notice all the ones with the right roofs didn't burn? So, like, I think in his diminished capacity, he's sort of letting the cat out of the bag if you've got the mind to look and understand what he's trying to say. So, yeah, this is a warfare on the American people, and they're allowed to do it. So, you shouldn't be surprised, but it is shocking nonetheless that people actually functionally do this.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I want to play this clip from YouTube. I was watching this the other night. Then we'll go back to the Greg Reese piece. But I thought this was really, it gave me goosebumps. And I'll tell you why. Here's the clip. Let me try to sound it under. It's got that sort of silly meme music. But let me just play this. Okay. The reason this gave me goosebumps is because the information is getting out and only those with the information and the impetus to act on it are acting on it. In this case, these men went to the expense of buying all this blue paint, and they're actually painting the steel roof blue. Now, I find it very interesting that in an age of information warfare, somebody like these gentlemen would take the time and the energy and the expense to paint their roof blue because the information about the dues has reached them. Don't you find that fascinating, Matt? This is no small task on a hot day to paint that entire roof blue, but they did it and they were smart to do it.
Yeah, unbelievably smart. I don't know where that clip's taken. I imagine he's probably looked on the internet and found somewhere near him sort of like scheduled to be a smart city in like 20 years time. So yeah, I would quite possibly paint my roof blue as well. But yeah, this is what you might be having to do now. Is essentially paint your roof blue so that your house doesn't go up in smoke because your own government is actually trying to kill you or force you off your own land. Yeah. I mean, Clive Bundy should be doing the same thing, I would think.
Yeah. The world government, by the way, that Joe Biden has sold out to. And by the way, I haven't vetted this out, so I don't know if it's 100% true. It sounds 100% true. It's certainly something Biden would like to do. I just read the other day that Joe Biden and Klaus Schwab have reached an agreement to ban gasoline-powered cars in the United States. I don't know that he has the power to do that, nor will the auto industry stand for it, nor will we, the people, stand for this Marxist Bolshevik BS. But, that is the goal. Let's go back to this Greg Reese clip, because I think it's so important for people to understand that we are under attack from multifaceted vector points, friends. Check this out.
Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
After the Maui fires, many people believed that a blue roof was able to deflect these directed energy weapons and spare the home from destruction. And Joe Biden recently alluded to this twice.
If you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because it had the right roof on it. And anyway.
Yes, and by the way, you notice you fly over in the helicopter, those places with good roofs, they didn't burn.
It's the right materials.
Yeah. So we gotta change them. Anyway.
Joe Biden is clearly not a reliable source of accurate information, but why would a roof save a house from burning? And while there is plenty of circumstantial evidence that suggests directed energy weapons are being used to start these recent fires, arsonists have been arrested starting them the old-fashioned way. And there is a clear motive. The United Nations, who have been orchestrating the open border policy of America and several other countries, have openly announced plans to clear the lands of people and move them into smart cities.
Yeah, that's United Nations Agenda 2030, originally called Agenda 21. Guys, this is what we're up against, and they're not going to stop. They must be stopped. Okay? It's the old story of the bully in the high school hallway. The only thing that bully understands and responds to is a punch right directly in his nose. That's where we're at. And, you know, I got to tell you, as it relates to Biden, slip of the tongue regarding blue roofs, Matt, to me, that's a lot like World Trade Center 7 on 9/11. You know, they never talked about the collapse of that building on 9/11. It was the one thing they couldn't talk about because it directly pointed to the fact that those buildings were wired with explosives. Same with the blue roofs. Once you realize that the blue roofed houses are not affected by these fires, then you know these are directed energy weapons.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the startling things about this, isn't it? This is like a scientific fact and a provably observable phenomena. Like, it's not fictional or fantasy. If you've got a bunch of houses and like two or three of them have got blue roofs and don't burn, then you, by de facto, you're saying that is not a natural fire. And these are the sort of things that are just like highly corroborative evidence that new weapons are being used, or in the case of 9/11, the explosives were used, because like twin towers do not come down at free fall speed, and two planes can't bring down three buildings at free fall speed. So like literal facts that can't be refuted, a direct proof that we're kind of right on this, I think. This will be a developing story, I think. You're going to get more and more fires to drive people out of places, all done under the kind of auspices of climate alarmism. But you're going to start seeing this a lot, because as people wake up, they're going to start painting their houses blue. And then it's going to become more and more obvious, I think.
Right. And it's sort of a social study, isn't it? Painting the house roof blue. See, that's what hit me hard about that the other night when I saw that clip on YouTube. I thought, how interesting, in the future, these sociologists, you know, they'll look back and say, why did everybody paint their roofs blue? You know, it's a tale of the time. It's because we have a criminal, out of control global government that wants to kill us all. Okay, so everything that shouldn't burn in a fire doesn't. Everything that shouldn't does. What is going on here? These are not natural fires. We saw the same thing in the 2017 Santa Rosa fire, the Paradise, California fire, and the fires in Lahaina, of course, Maui, and Chile. So this is going on all over the world, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah, all over the world. Smart cities aren't just in one little location. It's global. And the piece you're referring to there is an interview with Peggy Hall with Robert Brame. And this was a fascinating little interview, because he's a forensic arborist. I didn't know either, but apparently it's a tree expert. And what he's done, he's gone to all the places where unnatural fires have taken place. And he's been doing this for 49 years. This isn't a fly-by-night guy. This is his profession. And he's gone to all these fires all around the globe, taking photographs. And he's comparing a lot of the fires that you think have started with Jews to his extensive experience going back nearly five decades. And he's come up with a couple of startling conclusions. On that piece, he's come up with like 10 fire anomalies. Things that you wouldn't see, but you are starting to see now, because new weapons are being used. Therefore, he's come up with a set of 10 anomalies that should you see these, you should be highly suspicious that these are not natural fires. And it's quite fascinating, actually. One of them is a ground fire and a wildfire is, he reckons, about 300 degrees C. And he says that will not melt a aluminium alloy hub of a car. So when you start seeing the wheels melted of cars, that is not a natural wildfire. Cars can survive that, or the alloy can survive a natural wildfire. Glass melts at 2,500 degrees C. So he said in all these like dew weapon fires, essentially all the glass has just melted. There's just no glass at all. It's completely melted, and that does it at 2,500. So that's another critical sign. Plastics don't melt, but the metal does heat up. He's started seeing evidence of pine needles that are essentially, until dew weapons were starting to be used, pine needles were just intensely combustible. They're just like they're just like ethanol or petrol to a flame. They just go up. But he says you're starting to see these pine needles right next to these fires that just haven't caught fire for some reason. And he says water holding trees burn from the inside out as the water heats up. It's some fascinating stuff. And he said homes are now completely white ash. Normally you don't see that's intense heat. He said the steel culverts. And this one took me a while to get, I think. But what he's alluding to is these dew weapons actually heat up the metal in the house, not anything else. So what you're starting to see now is that if the steel culverts have been replaced, because they need to be replaced, because they've actually heated up and warped. But if they were plastic, they wouldn't need to, because they're like buried underground. So if you see warped culverts or metal, it will in fact be sort of evidence of a dew fire. And then there's like the mobile homes and the blue. And then there's also the fact that it curiously picks only steel rim tires. So you can have two tires next to each other, but the steel rimmed one, which is where the metal heat up, will just like incinerate the tire, but the tire in a natural fire won't burn. It's fascinating stuff. He's come up with like 10 anomalies that would suggest you're looking at a dew weapon attack, which again, I suspect we're going to start seeing more of in the future.
Yep, I think so. And so if United Nations Agenda 2030 is really to bring about the Great Reset by 2030, imagine the hell on earth they have planned for us between 2030 and 2050, guys, because by 2050, they want zero carbon emissions. Zero means you won't own a single family home. And if you do, you won't be able to heat it because you won't be able to afford to heat it or cool it in the summer. That's where they want to take humanity. We're going to jump down one line item and then we're going to circle back here. Maria Z, UN Blueprint for Forest Smart Cities. This is the goal, friends. Whenever you hear the word sustainable, it means nothing for you, slave. Sustainable development goals mean you don't get to own anything anymore. If you're lucky, you'll rent everything. You'll rent, you won't own anything, and you'll be happy, according to Klaus Schwab, that demon creature manifesting in human form. Dr. Rima Lebeau was on with Maria Z. And even if Americans reject the World Health Organization, they're still subject to the Agenda 2030 United Nations insanity. Any comment on this real quickly? UN Blueprint for Forced Smart Cities before we circle back to this other line item about Haiti.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. It's in the future, or certainly I think September this year, the UN's got a pact for the future coming on. And this is essentially to address gaps in global governance, reaffirming existing commitments, including the Sustainable Development Goals. So this is just yet another sort of meeting of the kleptocrats to try and make your life incredibly more difficult and herald you into these smart cities. And what is interesting thing she alluded to here was that there's a project in the UN called 30 by 30. Which is essentially by 2030, they want to have at least 30% of the planet, land and sea, put into these kind of protected areas. And there's various different ranges of experts who want to more of it, essentially. So there's a project called the Half Earth Project, which wants 50% of the earth essentially put in as a protected area. And there's even more nut jobby. There's like people who want 80% of it. And I think this is how it's going to work with these smart cities. I think you're going to have to be careful here, because I think you're going to be like, this is going to increase. This you're going to see more of this at UN 30 by 30 as time goes on, I think, because this will be the areas you're not allowed to move into. So, and that's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger as you're being burnt out in the areas they don't want you in. And then they're going to try and pull you into the smart cities. So you'd be pushed out of one and pulled into another. So I think this is going to be the method by which they try and herd, well, what remains of the population after the vaccine catastrophe into these smart cities. So this is going to grow, I think.
Well, and for anybody who doesn't see Lucifer's fingerprint on all of this, just look at the line item I have right here in blue highlighted. United Nations calls for sex with children as a human right. All right. Within 10 years of age. So if a 22-year-old engages in sex with a 12-year-old, well, that, according to the United Nations, is a human right. If a 19-year-old has sex with a 9-year-old, that, according to the United Nations, is a human right. They want to legalize pedophilia, as we've talked about so many times in the past, guys. Now, here's the thing. I continue to point the finger at the demon creatures and the traitors within our own government who are going along with all of this and have been for decades, including George Bush Sr., the former director of the CIA who became president. Then his son, Jr., becomes president, followed the bloodlines. I want to remind people the legacy of Bill and Hillary Clinton, two of the most evil people on planet Earth. Hillary, specifically, I think she's as evil as they get. She's a practicing witch, according to her own husband, and the globalists have targeted Haiti for destruction after $20 billion in gold discovered. I think this might be a bit of a misdirection. $20 billion in gold, I mean, what's it even matter anymore, Matt, when they print the money out of thin air? What they really want to do is redevelop Haiti with corporations. It's the same thing they're doing to Maui. They've collapsed the nation. The Clintons have stolen all of that telethon money, tens of billions of dollars that was raised to help the people of Haiti after an earthquake. They've stolen all of it. And now gangs are running loose. The president has fled the country. And the head gang, the guy in charge of the head gang, is known as Barbecue because he's a cannibal. And there's video of him actually cooking human limbs in open fires in Haiti. This is Road Warrior stuff, Matt. This is hell on earth Road Warrior stuff. Collapse, total collapse.
Yeah, this is like, you talk about one raised eyebrow. This has gone utterly crazy. You're actively destabilizing a country, putting a
Mad Max.
Letting a bloke who like is self-confessed cannibal run the country as a warlord, and then just like emptying the contents of the country in boats across to the US. I mean, how anybody doesn't see this has got disaster written all over it.
I just said the same thing. Oh, check this out, man. I just tweeted the other day, what happens when the migrants start flooding Florida from Haiti? You know, a boat was just intercepted by a local sheriff in a sheriff's department, and the boat was a fancy boat, an expensive boat. I mean, a $1 million boat. And it was loaded with Haitian illegals that were armed with weapons, and the boat was loaded with drugs. Okay, they caught one. How many boats coming into Florida won't they catch, Matt? It really wonders. And how many cannibals might get into the country? I mean, we are really on the edge of collapse in this country, aren't we?
Yeah, Lake and Riley might be like the least of your problems. I mean, when's the Haitian cannibal going to turn up in the middle of like Diego or some county in Florida and like be prosecuted for like cooking his neighbor? This is insane. Like, why you do this? I do know why they're doing it, to completely destabilize the country. And apparently, these illegal immigrants, according to a recent U.S. judge, are allowed to carry weapons.
Yeah.
So you can't have them to protect yourself, but the illegal immigrant cannibal can.
Yeah. So, well, let me give you a little background, guys, on this next news item here, because I did watch this entire thing from the People's Voice. And, you know, it's even shocking to me. It really is, because as evil as the Clintons are, and yes, they did come to the aid of Laura Silsby when she was caught at the border between Haiti and the Dominican Republic trying to traffic out 33 children. She was caught. Who came to her aid? Bill and Hillary Clinton. So she didn't do any significant prison time. Then she returned to the United States and went to work for Amber Alert. You can't make this stuff up, guys. So this line item, this news item is really startling. Clinton's secret pedo and cannibal club in Haiti exposed by locals. We'll jump down to the end here. Klaus Eberwein, a Haitian official, Haitian presidential advisor, was going to testify against the Clintons, but he died in suspicious circumstances just days before the testimony. I mean, it leaves me speechless. The Clinton body count continues. By the way, Matt, this reminds me of the Boeing whistleblower who was going to testify, and he was found shot to death in his pickup truck just days before he was set to testify. Rinse and repeat.
Yeah, just like the outright murder of witnesses and people that are going to bring the system down in some way, like Boeing whistleblower, Hillary Clinton, Clinton Foundation. This appears to be a legitimate tactic of defense now, just murder, a state tactic to just legitimately murder the people who are going to bring testimony against you, possibly causing you irrevocable harm. So, yeah, that's where we are in the world. The state can actually just murder you if it decides that your opinion shouldn't be heard.
Well, check this out. I'm going to back this up with something really important that was just recently said by a world leader. So let me read these two bullet points. Haitians who allege the Democrat power couple, the Clintons, are involved in a satanic cannibal club in which children are ritually abused and their flesh is eaten. According to multiple eyewitnesses in Haiti, the satanic club has become the new Bohemian Grove for the jet-setting globalist elite. All right, guys, if that sounds a bridge too far, if it sounds like hyperbole or fiction, let me just remind you that Vladimir Putin just recently said that the time is quickly coming to an end for these corrupt leaders in the West whose bellies have been filled with children. They love to dine on the flesh of children. Putin, I'm paraphrasing, but that is what Putin himself recently just said. So I think that there's a lot of merit in this stuff. And at the very least, let's remember the Clinton legacy. They destroyed Haiti by design. They looted the country. They stole the money. They do not care about human life. And in fact, if these reports are right, they dine on human life. I can't think of anything more Luciferian. Is there anything more Luciferian under the sun, Matt? I just don't think.
It's almost like you read it and you think, that can't be right. And then you think, yeah, no, there's evidence to this. Like, yeah, where do you take this? Like the Clintons completely destroyed Haiti and the ex-president accused them of actually running organ trafficking rings. That's the ex-president of Haiti accused them of this. And it just goes nowhere. And mainstream media just doesn't even pick this stuff up. I mean, why? Again, this is yet another almost daily a running sense of headlines where like you think, why is that not just headline news? But it isn't. It's like the revolution will not be televised.
Yeah, it's just stunning. In this one, behind the deep state, eerie parallels between Marxist coup in Brazil and Democrat schemes in the U.S. This is spot on, Matt. You're absolutely spot on. I have been saying that what we are seeing in the United States is just the very tip of that Weather Underground playbook that, you know, they were revealed for wanting to take control of the U.S. government and introduce communism and Marxism. And the Weather Underground, Bill Ayers himself said, you know, for those who couldn't be re-educated to the new ways of communism, there would be, by his estimate, some 20 to 30 million Americans that would have to be killed, executed, because they wouldn't get on board with the new ways. I think what we're seeing in this country is the tip of that Weather Underground playbook, man. They just haven't started rounding us up and sending us to re-education camps yet, but they'd like to.
Yeah, I mean the blueprints are in the way, and they're already. You can see the direction we're going, can't you? I mean, New York's already got these sort of laws on the books already, as far as I believe, for the next pandemic. They can just like round you up and put you in a camp. So we're definitely going in that direction. And this sort of report is by Alex Newman. He's alluding to the fact that the CIA that's been, I don't know, overthrowing elections since about 1953 in other countries around the globe has just turned its skills, for want of a better word, on the American people, and exactly the same playbook that they're using to put communist dictators in another country, because they'll play ball, they're compromised, they've probably been to Jeffrey Epstein's island. Yeah, they're just doing that exact same thing, but internally. So you're getting exactly the same set of sort of happenings on your own soil that you used to see in papers. It's like the CIA and the military industrial complex has declared you as an American an enemy. And that's the state of the world we're in now.
No, I think that's absolutely right. And I've been saying recently, too, that it's very clear that the CIA has been running the show in this country, at least since they murdered JFK. At least since then, maybe before then, but the CIA is running the show in this country. And look no further than the Mockingbird mainstream mercenary horror media. And guys, this next news item may be the biggest story in the world right now. And the good news is, as much as I don't care for the Windsors, I hate them, I despise the king, Prince Philip, you know, go and hang out with Satan now that you're dead, Queen Elizabeth, I don't have a lot of room in my heart for empathy for these people. And I'm really glad to see that the normies are going to wake up when they find out that Kate Middleton is most likely dead. Now, according to a royal insider, Kate Middleton was indeed sacrificed and has been replaced by a body double. Now, I'm going to turn this over to Matt as I cue up a soundbite, because I want to play just a brief clip from the People's Voice, because the interweb sleuths, anons, if you'd like, maybe just normies, they're all over this story. They're rabid dogs when it comes to the Royals. The normies love the Royals. They love to follow the Royals. This one is not going to turn out well for the Royals if Kate Middleton is actually dead. What do you make of this report, Matt?
Yeah, this is another fascinating sort of like expose by internet people who've essentially brought down a mainstream media story and a kind of like a narrative that was building that because Kate Middleton hasn't been seen for a couple of months. Now, the people's voice is alluding to the fact she's been sacrificed, but I didn't catch any evidence in there yet. And I mean, I'm going to go with vaccine injury until proven otherwise. And essentially, whether she's dead in a coma, like the Thai princess Bachchachari, something like that. I always butcher her name. But yeah, I'm going to go with vaccine injury. But she hasn't been seen for four, was it 3 or 4 months now, Kate Middleton? And the Royal Palace has slowly started putting out photographs or in cars and getting William filmed with her walking through a farmer's market. And internet sleuths are basically going, that's not her. And essentially, they're using AI to pick out things and all sorts of stuff.
That's the part I wanted to play. This is really interesting. It is getting extremely difficult for officialdom to lie to the people anymore. All right, think World Trade Center 7, 9/11. All right, think about all the false flags that they pulled in the past that were easy to get people to believe because they had the Mockingbird mainstream horror media on their side, so they could just sell a narrative. The narrative gets parroted across media, mainstream media, all across the world, in fact. So the normies buy it hook, line, and sinker every single time. That doesn't seem to be the case anymore. These people are losing their ability to so easily lie to us because of researchers who are paying attention. Normies, even. Check this out.
Then the fourth version, showing Kate out and about with William on a farm, was supposed to end the conspiracy theories, according to the mainstream media. But there was just one problem. The photo was quickly debunked as yet another fake. The photos of a happy and healthy Kate in a red blazer were actually taken in September last year. The royal family have been backed into a corner and they're desperately trying to cover up the crime. But it gets even worse. Attempting to move on from the photos debacle, the royal family released a very blurry video of William and Kate walking side by side, supposedly going about their daily rounds, supposedly very happy and carefree. Nothing to see here, folks. The Princess of Wales is alive and well, was very clearly the message the royal family was sending to the world. But they got caught out again, and this time the deception is fatal. Investigators used AI to unblur the Princess of Wales' intentionally blurry face. And ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce Kate Middleton body double number one. At this point, we can completely discount anything the royal family say about Kate Middleton ever again. But what are Kate Middleton's own flesh and blood saying about her situation?
Okay, so I just think it's interesting that AI, you know, it's like all technologies. They can be used for good or evil. And in this case, the royals are in a lot of trouble here, man, because just think about the implications of this. Just think about how the genie will be out of the bottle if the normies ever wake up to the fact that this is a satanic Luciferian New World Order family. Okay, and the mainstream horror media has been lying to all y'all about them. Well, for as long as you've been on this planet. I just think it's a really important story, Matt.
Yeah, it's one of those things where the majority of people just don't believe anything they're told by officialdom anymore and are seeking to disprove it. And they're being effective at doing so. So hopefully this will just be a growing trend so that any kind of official story just gets debunked immediately. And essentially that's just helping this great reawakening that we're all hoping will stop these lunatics.
Because, you know, the narrative is, and they are lunatics, and the narrative is that the royals are benign and benevolent, and they've always been benign and benevolent. They're just wonderful people, right? That's the narrative. The truth couldn't be further from that. The truth, well, and that's typical with the mainstream media. If you want to know the truth, just flip things in our inverted world. Just flip them 180. Do a 180. Do the opposite or pretend that you're hearing the opposite from the mainstream media of what they're saying. And that generally will be a lot closer to the truth.
Yeah, that's not flippant either. If you look at CNN and just like go, oh, okay, they're trying to tell me that. The opposite must be true. You're probably more right than wrong, like a good percentage of the time. Yep. I mean, what have they been right about in the last 5 years?
Well, they're certainly not right about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, which they continue to call safe and effective. They're certainly not right about Biden being the fearless leader in the world that has so much respect. They're certainly not right about Ukraine and Putin, right? They want World War III. They would fight for World War III. They are fighting for World War III. They're fighting for this new world order because these mercenaries in the Mockingbird mainstream media are bought and paid for. They're in the pocket of the CIA, the deep state, the World Economic Forum. And frankly, I think if you follow some of these bloodlines, they're directly related to the people. Case in point, MSNBC, Zinoviev Brzezinski's offspring, Mika, she's on that morning show with a guy who killed his intern, allegedly, every single day, gaslighting the American people. All right. Got their offspring in the Mockingbird mainstream media. It's just follow the bloodlines, man.
Yeah. Well, like this is how they're going to do it, isn't it? Like if you're connected, you'll be put in places to fool the masses. And if you're not, you're going to be burnt out your home. So, they're just complete liars, like to the point, like I'm just alluding to, is that you can largely just look at what they're trying to say, believe the exact opposite. And you probably don't need to go much further than that if you don't really want to. You'd probably be more right than wrong. I mean, Joe Scarborough, like Mika Brzezinski's husband, he's just tried to pretend that Trump was talking about a bloodbath of people when he was self-evidently, if you even looked at the clip, talking about the auto industry, and he's still going on about it. Still thinks Trump is going to talk about a bloodbath of, like, as if he's going to murder a bunch of people, like Black Lives Matter.
So yeah, Scarborough, that guy, he's a real sociopath, psychopath. Yeah. And when he was going on that rant about Trump, he swore he said the word bullshit twice on live TV. Mainstream television, you know, that's a big no-no. And again, follow the bloodlines. We've got Anderson Cooper, Vanderbilt. We've got Andrea Mitchell, formerly married to Alan Greenspan, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, reporting directly to the House of Rothschild. And yes, Mika Brzezinski and her sidekick, who she's now married to, Scarborough, with a dead intern in Florida. Yep. Anybody know about that? If you don't know about that, guys, just Google it. It's an unsolved murder. An intern was found dead in Joe's office. Figure that one out. Most people would go to jail if they found a dead intern in your office, Matt. But I guess you're not a connected made man like Joe Scarborough.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Toobin was found without any trousers on, like one of it, and he's back again. Like they have no shame whatsoever. It's just about narrative spinning. There's kind of no moral basis for any of their prognostications at all. It's just like they're just complete lunatics, and I suspect half of them are compromised, to be brutally frank.
100%. About people that would go to Epstein Island. No, they're all compromised. Of course. Let me just round out the conversation by reminding y'all you can find the real news, the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those Mockingbird mainstream mercenary lies 24/7 over here at sgtreport.com. We always post my latest interviews right at the top, these three boxes. And of course, right here, we sticky the top two as well. And then we share a litany of real news from the sources we know to be trustworthy and real news. Sources that stand in stark opposition to the mainstream horror Mockingbird CIA media. And Matt does a really great job every single day helping to post these news items at sgtreport.com. So you can always count on us, guys, to give you all the real news that's fit to omit by the mainstream horror media. Matt, thanks for putting together such a great outline today. And thanks for all you do, brother.
Oh, my pleasure, Sean. My very great pleasure.
All right. Keep up the good work. And friends, thanks so much for tuning in. I really enjoy doing these news roundups with Matt because, again, the mainstream horror media, all they do anymore, their only job in the United States and around the world, frankly, is to lie to the people and gaslight the people. It's really an info war, and the war is on for your mind. Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. I'll remind you every single day, check us out for free at thephaser.com, thelibertymill.com, and of course, sgtreport.com. That is the antidote to corporate propaganda 24/7. May God truly bless you and yours, friends. Until next time, bye-bye.
Yeah, it is. It's a conspiracy. This biopharmaceutical complex now has complete control. 9 out of our last 10 FDA commissioners got their jobs, their next jobs with Big Pharma, or, you know, entities in this biopharmaceutical complex. We have a situation where Ed Dowd's published the book on all the excess mortality, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons calling for the vaccines to come off the market, same as the World Council for Health, Florida Surgeon General Joe Ladapo. So the point I was making is we have two major presidential candidates that are willfully blind to a massive loss of American lives. And they're focused on other things. And Americans are steaming mad. Thank you.